This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and with me on the line, I have a very, very special guest for you. This young lady is a 15-year-old who has not only completed a manuscript but published it and has her first book out. And so today it's my pleasure to welcome Haley Warner. Welcome, Haley.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, I'm excited, Haley, because, first of all, you are a homeschool teen, and so you have given yourself more work, basically, by getting to write a whole manuscript. So I think that's awesome. And so your book came across my desk, and I was really enthralled with it. And when I, before we went live, I asked you who created the cover, and I found out that you did. Not only did Haley write the book, but she also created this beautiful cover that she drew in colored pencils. Is that correct, Haley?
Yes, it was colored pencils and a computer software.
Wonderful. And then she scanned it in, and voila, the cover of the book. And the name of the book is Jaded, the Silent Whisper. And if you're interested in finding out more about Haley, you can find her at her website. And I'm going to spell out her last name, because Warner is spelt with a German spelling. So it's Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y, and it's Warner, W-O-E-R-N-E-R.com. And you can also find Haley on Facebook. Well, Haley, you know, it's so cool that you wrote this book, and it really is a very engaging book. And one thing I have to say is, as a fiction author myself, co-authored with my daughter, as you know, and so I can look at books a lot of times and figure out the plot and what's going to happen. But I have to say that there was an amazing twist when I read this book that I had not at all expected. And so you fooled me, so congratulations on that. You did a great job with that. And so, you know, it really is amazing that you put this together, and especially at your age. So, you know, what motivated you to, you know, have this idea and decide to write a book?
The idea just came one day, just because I've always loved to write, and so I just had this idea of just what would happen if there's this orphan girl who had to stop a war. And so because fantasy is something that I love to read, I just decided that's the kind of book I would write as well. And I just wanted people to be able to, like, be able to listen to a story, read a story that comes from my heart about what trusting is, and how trust can be broken, and what God says real love really is.
Oh, that's beautiful. And it's true, because at some point in this book, you know, obviously this girl is betrayed, and she has to learn how to trust again. And it really is done very, very well. You did a really great job with that. And the characterization as well, there's some depth there to your characters. And I know when we started writing, a lot of our characters were modeled after, you know, people we knew. And so, you know, that's always a question I like to ask. So did you have somebody that you were thinking about when you wrote this book, or did you, you know, just put together some different characteristics of different people? How did you come up with your characters?
I didn't base my characters on any specific people exactly, but just from interacting with just people on a daily basis and seeing the different types of personalities that everyone has, I just kind of put together some characters based on all the different personality traits that people just have. So what I did was I took a personality trait that I like about someone or anyone, and I put that in my characters. And then I took a character trait that I wouldn't want, like, in myself or like in someone else, and also put that in them. Take Nico, for example. He is the main secondary character in my book. And so to make him, I put determination that I wish I could have. And then I put arrogance, something that I'm glad that I do not have.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and so that's a great way to do it. It's I never would have thought of that. We look at people, and a lot of times you meet people when you start writing. You could be in the grocery store, and I remember my daughter and I kind of elbowing each other if there was a really unique character in front of us in the grocery line.
Yeah.
We would be taking mental notes, and so one of the flamboyant characters in our book was modeled after one of my nieces, who is the fashionista in the family, and she's just, a really sweet girl, a really smart girl, but kind of bigger than life, and so we used her as a character. So I think one of the characters my daughter gave the girl hair that she always wanted, but no, her hair doesn't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the perfect little, bob that's perfectly straight and everything. And amazingly,
yeah,
her second child has that kind of hair. So we just laugh and say, well, see, God gave it to you and your child. But she put that in a character because that was something she really liked. So,
yeah.
It's interesting how when you talk to people, how they come up with these ideas. And this is not a short book. I was surprised when I got the review copy. I mean, it's well over 200 pages. Do you remember how many pages it is?
I think it's about 214 pages.
Okay. I remembered it being, a substantial book, which is, a lot of work. How long did it take you to write the book?
To actually write it, it took about a year. And then with all the editing and beta readers and all that stuff that you have to put into it after it's actually written, the turnaround time to actual publishing took about a year and 6 months.
Mm. Well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot here, and then I'll share with you how my daughter felt about it. Did you like getting the critique, or was it hard for you to read what people said when they gave you back? So, like, for those listening, and if you have someone who is interested in writing a book, maybe you or your teenager or even younger, this is kind of like an important thing. Now, beta readers are people who will agree to read the book and then give you some honest critique back, so they can print out the book and write all over it, or however you have them do it. And so that's really, especially if you're serious about your publishing and want something that, is kind of field tested, if you will. So how did you take the critique, Haley?
Some of it was hard because, they're critiquing your work and they're saying stuff that you might need to change in something that you've created. But you just need to know that not everything they say suggest for changing has to be changed, though it is good to at least consider it. But there was also some really great feedback, and some of my beta readers were proofreaders and caught a bunch of typos that I'd missed as well. So that was very helpful. So I guess you just kind of have to take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, very good, very good. My daughter couldn't handle it. She just You just started reading some of these. Well, I had one editor, and she was just a funny lady anyway. And so she sent back the manuscript, and on she took a Sharpie, and she put a big, huge X on the first chapter and wrote the word trite at the very top, you know.
Oh, no.
And my daughter looked at it, and she goes, tripe? And I said, no, trite. And she just glanced at it quickly and didn't read the word. And she said, you are kidding me. And then you flip to the next page, and she had a little sticky note going, ha ha, I thought it was awesome. Just thought I would tease you. And it was like, you know, my daughter was like, this is not funny. But, so you get all kinds of, you know, all kinds of feedback. Some of it just joking, you know. But, so it does help to get that feedback. And, you know, one of the things that's nice is that you're the author and you're the creator of the manuscript. And if it's something you really don't want to change, you don't have to. And a lot of times I noticed this, that when, because my daughter also wrote when she was a teen, that some of the edits weren't in her voice. So that's one of the great things I would say, Haley, is keep writing, because you're going to lose that voice as you get older. And so right now you have that character's voice because that's your age. And I believe the characters were 15 as well. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So that can't be faked. You know, you can tell when, you know, an adult is writing fiction. I mean, even very talented adults, sometimes you'll look at a sentence and you're thinking, you know, I don't know that a 15-year-old would say that, but I really thought that was one of the things you did well with the dialogue. Well, we are going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to get into a little bit about the setting, and also Haley's going to share with you some ways to encourage your young author, or maybe even yourself if you're thinking about getting started in writing a book. So we will be back just a moment after this commercial break. I'm a publisher, and one day my daughter Christina asked me to write a novel with her. Well, that day was long ago, and that little girl is now an adult. But our novels live on. The Truth Seekers Mystery Series highlights a homeschool family, the Murphy Team, in an action-adventure novel that is sure to entertain as well as teach creation truths. To get your copy, visit our website at truthseekersmysteryseries.com. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome back. This is Felice Gerwitz with the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show, and today with me on the line is Haley Warner, who has written a book, The Jaded, The Silent Whisperer, and you can find Haley at haleywarner.com as well as on Facebook, and I'm going to spell her name, and that's HaileyWoerner.com. And if you're listening on iTunes, we welcome you to give this podcast a rating. We appreciate those 5 stars and any comments that you have on ways that we can improve. And really happy to have you do that and let others hear really good quality Christian audios. And let's get the word out there. And so if you're looking for the show notes for this podcast, you can find them at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. .com or at ultimatehomeschoolradionetwork.com and look for the little button that says Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. And there will be a direct link to this podcast, and it will be ultimateradioshow.com, Haley-Warner. And so, again, it's spelled W-O-E-R-N-E-R. And there you will find links to where you can purchase this book, and just one off the top of my head, there are links from Haley's website as well, and also on Amazon. So you can definitely find that book. Well, Haley, we were before we went to break, we were talking about how you came up with your motivation and the characters, and now let's get to the setting. Now, it's one of the elements of great fiction is that setting to feel like you are in that place during that time. So again, how did you come up with the idea for the setting?
I based my setting on the medieval time period. So, but the world I created was all from imagination. But the weapons and the time period and some of the bases for the names that I did for my cities were based on in medieval times. I made a map so that I could follow along and see where to have my characters go next so that I would know where I was in my story. So I just based my story with medieval time period with the weapons and yeah.
That's great. That's great. I love the medieval times. I think that probably, you know, just the era of king and queens and that time period is probably one of my favorite as well. It just seems like there's, you know, such a rich significance to that time period. And you know, now with technology, I don't know, I think a lot of the richness has gone, you know, with things of today. And so I think we all like that idea of a simpler time. You know, these people had to walk places or ride a horse, and just things were not easy. One of the things that struck me at one point was how dirty she was. She'd been traveling quite a while, you know, and then, you know, they were going to get something to eat, and then they didn't, and then, you know, and I'm thinking, the poor child, she must be starved, you know, that's one of the things I think you did really, really well in your book is that you kept the story going. You know, it wasn't stalled, you weren't bored, you know, at any point. You just kept the storyline going, and that's great. Well, you know, you were, you know, took this project on, and it really, you know, so you started really when you were 13 writing this, and that's so funny because my daughter was around the same age, around 12, 13, and so it took you, you know, a couple of years to get going. The next one will be quicker, Haley, I promise you. The next book she wrote very, very quickly, and the third one as well. So what would you say to encourage someone who's thinking about writing a book and is just saying, you know, well, gosh, who would read it, or I don't know if my story's a good idea. You know, what are some things that you could do? You know, what would you say to them to, you know, kind of share a little bit about your story?
I just know it was a little bit hard to keep going sometimes because I wouldn't feel confident in my work or how I wrote. But I've learned over writing this that there's never a reason to give up if it's something you really want to do. If you truly want to be an author, then you can do it. There's nothing stopping you from being that author. And that really goes for any type of dream you have for a career. And if you truly love what God has gifted you with, then you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. You can do it if you're persistent and if you never give up on your dreams. So I just think it's awesome how you are able to just learn from all kinds of people, because I know I've learned from a bunch of other authors and writers on their journeys.
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And so true. And, you know, and I think what surprises me with you saying that is that, you know, in your bio, I think that you sent me, you said something about that you were an introvert. And so look at you, look at how God is using you and using your talent and getting you on the radio and really putting you out there, kind of out of your comfort zone, isn't it?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great. Well, you know, we are almost out of time, but before we leave, I wanted you to, you know, just share what was on your heart with the listeners, and, you know, what are your your last words to them about the process, or just what you a little bit about what you went through.
I'd just like to say that I love the process of writing and just the community I feel like from other authors and from readers that found my book, because there's just something about the way the loyalty you get from readers and the encouragement from them, that's just amazing. And so I like to think about the times that people have read a book and it made an impact on them. And when they tell me that my book did that, then it motivates me to keep going and doing what I love. So I just want to thank all of the novel and book readers, the lovers of books out there that just help us writers keep going.
That's awesome. That's really true. And I am so happy that you did take the plunge and write your book. I know that you read one of the Truth Seekers, I believe, sometime mm-hmm. back. And, your mom told you that they were written by homeschoolers. And so, that makes us happy as well, that you know, it was a little bit of a motivation, like, oh, she could do it. Well, then I can too. And you can, right? That's what you're telling the
mm-hmm.
listeners is
yeah.
to, persevere. Yeah, I think that's wonderful, Haley. Well, I can't wait because if you didn't already know, for you listeners, this is actually book one in a series. How many
yes.
do you have planned?
I have two more planned for the series, but I also have two spin-off stories that will be in between each novel. So that makes
cool.
a total of five stories, because
okay.
there's the first one, and then the first spin-off story, and the second book, and then the second spin-off story, and then the third book.
That's interesting that you did that. I noticed a lot of that happening in some other genres. And so will your
mm-hmm.
spinoffs be as long as this book, or will they be shorter?
They'll be quite a bit shorter,
okay.
around 20,000 to 70,000 words. Not 70,000, 20,000 to 25,000 words or
yeah.
less.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, that's really good. I noticed that in another series that a lot of times I will read fiction for research, and I'm working on a short piece right now. It's probably one of the shortest books I've ever written, but I'm writing it in the first person. I've never done that before. And so I've asked my daughter to give me some, recommend some books for me. In fact, I just put that out on Twitter, too, because I want to see what people say about that kind of thing. And so, that's interesting, because I feel like it's a little bit fairly new concept, but I liked it in one book in particular, that they took a character. He was one of the major characters, but not the main character. And you got to see a little bit
mm-hmm.
of backstory on what he kind of what made him tick, because he was a very
yeah.
mysterious character, and you didn't really know, like, could you trust him or not? You kind of
right.
thought you could, but you weren't so sure. So it kind of gave you a little bit of backstory on him. So you liked him better. You still didn't know if you could
mm-hmm.
trust him, but I thought that was really cool. Exciting. So it always makes the reader happy, especially if they like the characters in the book, to know that there's
mm-hmm.
there's subsequent titles coming. And you have your work cut out for you, but it's, like you said, it's so much fun that it really doesn't seem like work, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Well, Haley, thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your heart with the listeners, and also a little bit about your motivation in writing this book and your encouragement. It has been wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, listeners, if you want more information about Haley, visit her website at Haley Warner, H-A-I-L-E-Y, WOERNER.com and also on Facebook. Just look up her name on Facebook there. And the name of the book is Jaded, The Silent Whisperer, and that can be found on Amazon and then also in every electronic and print version. Well, thank you so much. We will catch you next time. Thanks for listening in. It's always a pleasure. And remember, you can find us on iTunes. Just look up either the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network or the specific show, Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show, and be sure to comment on our posts and also on iTunes. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.